We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilcha Shluchin, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Zayin. This halacha is based on Torah Aleph in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zalveya speaks about the throne of Hashem, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the concept of Mokoim and Lamala Min HaMokoim. He quotes the Mishnah, which says that you can't judge a person until you can put yourself in that person's place. Al todin es chavercho ad shetagia lemekoimoi. And the only one who is in everybody's place is Hashem. Hashem is the place of the world. Hashem is called mekoimoi sheloilam. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there also how the tzaddikim play a role in this. So now Rav Nosson Zal has been speaking about this concept of Mokoim as it relates to Shlichus. Because usually when a person designates a Shliach to do something, a messenger, it's because of the fact that the person is in one place, they need something accomplished in a different place, and for whatever reason they can't be there or they're not, so they send a messenger to go to that place, talking about two different places. And we spoke about this quite a bit. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this into the topic of tefillah. V'alkein, based on everything we're learning here, we'll understand why, but tefillah, when it comes to tefillah, ikar shleimusa daiko al yidei shliach. The real perfection of tefillah is when there is a shliach, when there's a messenger, dahainu hachazen, the one who's leading the tefillah, who's called the Shehu Shliach Tzibur. He is the messenger of the assemblage, those who are assembled. And we know that that's real tefillah. Real tefillah is when you daven with a minyan in a shul, and they designate a person to be the chazan, to lead the tefillah, Shliach Tzibur. That's Shleimus HaTefillah. So Rav Nosson Zal says, why? We were learning before that even though shluchay shel adam kamoisa, even though the messenger is like you, it's still better if you do it yourself. And shlichus, see, how does that tie into tefillah? And why by tefillah is the shleimus hatefillah dependent on a shliach tzibur? Ki ikar klolius bechinas lemala me'amokoim, ki ikar klolius bebechinas lemala me'amokoim, because the main vehicle through which a person can be elevated to the level of lemala min hamokoim, above the concept of space, is tefillah. Shayidei ze zoichin leechoiz bekisei hakovoid sharoshei neshamois. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that when a person is davening properly, their tefillah is a concept of Dvar Hashem. And Dvar Hashem is like the Kisei HaKavod. It's coming all the way from on top, way, way, way on top, which is the Sharoshei Neshamos. Shehu Bechinas Mekoimoi Shel Olam. The Kisei HaKavod, all of our tefillahs are directed at the throne of Hashem. We always speak about this, that we want our tefillahs to reach the throne of Hashem. And the angels help us elevate our tefillah, tzaddikim help us elevate our tefillah to the throne of Hashem, which is the source of all neshamos, which is referred to as mekoimoi shel olam. V'alkein, therefore, so if the whole purpose of tefillah and the goal of tefillah is to reach the Kisei HaKavod, which is lemala min hamokoim, v'alkein shom ein chashash michshol al yedei ashliach. Therefore, when it comes to tefillah, we're not worried about something getting messed up as a result of the fact that a messenger is involved. Like we mentioned earlier, that when you send the messenger to do something, sometimes they'll get the job done, but usually you're better off doing it yourself. When it comes to tefillah, we're not worried about a michshel through the shliach, machmas gashmias hamokoim kanal, because of the distance that they need to travel. Again, I'm sending a messenger to deliver something. How do I know what's going to happen on the way? Who they're going to meet on the way? Robbers will meet them. Somebody will intercept them on the way and either intercept the messenger or the package, or something will go wrong. That's when I'm dealing within mokoim, when I'm dealing with gashmius on a physical level, space and mokoim. Kal yidei hatfila ikar ho'aliyo v'ahiskashrus lebechinas lemala me'amokoim. But we know tfila is that item which is the most important item which elevates us and binds us to the level of lamalam and amokim, to the kisei hakavod, bechinas mekayim shalom, to Hashem, to the throne of Hashem. V'alkein, therefore, batfila, when it comes to tfila, ikar shleimus hatfila al yidei ashliach tzibur. The main perfection of tfila is by the use of a shliach tzibur, by designating a shliach tzibur, shemoytzi es harabim yidei chayvosam, who is helping the entire assemblage fulfill their obligation. Those who don't know how to daven, or those who can't daven properly, or those who can't daven very well, when we have a proper chazan, he ensures that all the prayers are being elevated and they're getting to where they're supposed to get to, in his zechus, in his merit, and through his tefillah. Ki kol hashluchim, because all standard messengers Hubamokoim are operating within space. Again, as we explained earlier, kize ikar shem shlichus, because that's the whole concept of sending a messenger or a messenger service, Federal Express, DHL, shenishtalchen mimokoim lamokoim. It's all about transporting something from one place to another place, getting something from one place to another place. That's what a messenger is all about. Aval hashliach shel hatfila, but when we're talking about designating somebody to be our messenger, to see to it that our prayers go, aval hashliach shel hatfila shu hashliach tzibur, kol shlichusoi hu mimokoim lemala meamokoim. His mission is to transport the tfila from a place to no place, to the place that's above all place, from mokoim to lemala min amokoim. Ki hatfila hu bebechinas lemala min amokoim kanal. Because tfila is above the concept of space. Tfila is above the concept of nature. Rabbi Nizal brings this in a few chapters in Likut Maran. We mentioned earlier that nature draws its power from the angels, from the shlichim, from the messengers. But tefillah is above nature, and it's above the messengers. In fact, the Gemara makes a statement in one place that the angel who's involved in transporting, in elevating the tefillah to the throne of Hashem or to Hashem, he doesn't know where the tefillah is going. The place where the tefillah has to go to is above his understanding, above his reach, because again, malach, angel, is still to a degree within the concept of mokoim. Tefillah is going above mokoim. We mentioned previously that angels are in the olam hayitzira, that's their world. Above the angels is the olam habriya, the world of the throne of Hashem. So if our prayers are being directed towards Hashem or towards the throne of Hashem, our tefillahs are going from earth, which is place, to lemala min amokoim, to above the concept of place. V'zeh b'chinas, and with this we'll also understand a very important halacha in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, where it says that when it comes to tefillah, it's very important for a person to have a fixed place in the shul where they daven, a permanent seat, a place where I stand for my Shmon Esrei. And the Gemara says, Kol hakoveya mokoim letfilosoi, any person who fixes a place for his tefillah, he designates a place and he goes to that same place every day, Elokei Avram b'Ezroi, the Hashem of Avram Avinu will help that person. Ki ikar kvius mokoim, who kishezoichen lehiskasher lebechinas lemala meamokoim, lebechinas mekoimo shaloilam, sheshom hamokoim shel kol echad v'echad. Because the whole concept of establishing a place is all about attaching oneself to above the concept of place, to mekoimo shaloilam, to Hashem, where there everyone has a place, everyone is plugged in there. Aval kol zman she'ein hoda mekasher mekoymoy l'shom, whereas, so long as a person is not plugged into there, so long as he's not plugged into the main fuse box, to Hashem, to mekoymoy sheloylam, huno vanod boretz. The person is considered a wanderer. He's wandering around. He doesn't really have a place. When you have wires in a building of machinery or lighting or anything electrical in a building, and the wires are there, the wires are attached to the machine, and the wires extend, and beautiful, all beautiful. If they ain't plugged into that main fuse box, they ain't no place. They are no place. What do you mean they're no place? The what? It's right here. It's fixed. It's on the ceiling. It's on the roof. It's nowhere. It can't function unless it's plugged into the main fuse box. So too, all the different places on earth, if they're not plugged into Hashem, Tulama, they're no place. They're not really a place. Ki ho'odom hu ger ba'oretz hazois. Because a human being is a foreigner in this world. We're guests. Ve'ein loy shum kvius mokoyim bo ze oylam. A human being has no permanence in this world. None of us are fixed objects in this world. We're all in transit. We're all temporary. Kama shekosuv, as David HaMelech says, ki ger anoichi imach. I am a ger with you. I'm a temporary resident with you, Hashem. V'alkein nikro tamid hoylech. And that's why human beings are always referred to as hoylech. They're in motion. They're in transit. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki hoylech ha'odom el beis olamoy. That from the moment a person is born, he's moving. He's a moving target. In which direction is he moving? He's moving to his final resting place. Ve'ein loy shum menucha ukvius mokoyim, and a human being has no rest or no established place. Kiim kishezoicher lekasher mekoymoy b'chol eis basheru sham lebechinas mekoymoy sheloylam. Unless the person is zoicher to attach whatever place he's at, to attach it to Hashem, who is called mekoymoy sheloylam. Sheshom iker kvius mokoyim. That's called fixed place, kavua. There's kavua in Hebrew. You have the word kavua, which means fixed, established, permanent. And you have the word zmani. Zmani means temporary. We in this world are temporary residents. No one's a permanent fixture here. Rav Nosson says the only way you achieve any degree of permanence is when you plug into Hashem. Note, a person buys a house, pays $3 million, and with the architects and works and builds it and everything, is it permanent? No. That house is not going to be there forever. And if the house is going to be there, you ain't going to be there forever. The house might outlive you, or you're going to outlive the house. When does it become kavua? Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu likboya mezuzah. By putting that mezuzah on the wall, now I'm saying this is not a physical house. This is something that's plugged into Hashem. This is a house of Hashem. It's got a mezuzah, it's got Shema Yisrael. We're declaring our faith in Hashem. This house is faithful to Hashem. Now that's a concept of kvius. When you plug mokoyim in this world into the mokoyimoy shel olam, then it has an aspect of kvius. Ki shom iker hamenucha v'hanachlo shel kol echad v'echad. Because when we speak about the mekoymoy shel olam, by Hashem, there is the resting place and the permanent location of every single person. V'alkein omar David, and therefore David HaMelech says, noidi sofarto oto. He says that Hashem in this world, I am noidi, I'm a wanderer. Ki ha'odom tomid no vonod boretz hazois. Because a person is always wandering around in this world. Kol zman she'einoy mekasher atzmoy l'sharoshoy. As long as he does not plug himself into and attach himself to his source, which is lebechinas lemala me'amokim, which is Hashem, who is above the concept of space. V'zehu, and this is what David HaMelech means when he says, Bahashem chosisi, all my hope and all my dependence is on Hashem. Eich toimru lenafshi nudi. How can you tell my soul that you're a wanderer? Ki kishani choise b'Hashem shehu mekoymo sheloilam. Because when I look to Hashem for everything in my life, and when I turn to Hashem and I declare and recognize my total dependence on Hashem, who is the place of the world, shuv einchem yecholim loymar lenafshi nudi. You cannot tell me wandering Jew. You can't call me a wanderer. Wherever I am, I'm plugged into Hashem. So every place is my place. It's not that I don't have a place. I have every place because I'm above the concept of mokoyim. Ki tekev kishe'odam choyse b'Hashem yizborach. Because the moment that a person looks to Hashem and yearns to Hashem, u'mispalel eilav and davens to Hashem, yesh loy kviyus mokoyim, then that person has a permanent place. That person is a permanent fixture. Ki niskasher lebechinas lemala miyamokoyim, because he has attached himself to this level that's above mokoyim, sheshom ikr kviyus mokoyim. That's where there's the real permanence of a place, a permanent location. V'zeh kol ha-koyveya mokoyim l'tfilosoi, and this is why the Gemara says that any person who establishes a permanent place where he davens, he always davens in the same place. He sits in the same seat in shul. He davens his shmon esrei in the same place. Shekoyveya mokoyim l'tfilosoi means shemekasher umale ukoyveya hamokoyim el hatfila. This means that he's attaching and elevating and locking in that place to prayer. He's saying, this isn't just another place in the shul. This isn't just another place on earth. This is my prayer location. This is my Shmon Esrei place. That's what this is. This is my tefillah location. Shehi b'chinas lamala mi'amokoyim. And we said tefillah is above mokoyim. B'chinas kisei hakovod kan is clear. Tefillah is all about connecting with the throne of Hashem. Al yidei zeh Elokei Avraham b'Ezroi. Through that, the Gemara says that the Hashem of Avraham Avinu will come to his assistance. Ki Avraham hu harishon sheposach derech hatfila boilam. Because Avraham Avinu was the first to officially open up a path of tefillah in the world. We know that Adam Arishon Davin, Noach Davin, but Avraham Avinu was the first one to really do it officially, tefillah in the morning on a regular basis. Avraham Tikein Shachris, the Gemara says, Ki hoyo nediv leiv horishoyim, because Avraham Avinu was the first good-hearted person. V'chol avoidosoy hoyo alidei tefillah v'hisboidedus, kemavur b'mokom acher. And everything Avraham Avinu did, he did with tefillah, with his boidedus, as we discuss in other places. V'alkein, ikr hascholas brocha rishoyne shebetfilah maschilin elekei Avraham. And that's why the beginning of the first blessing of tefillah, of Shmon Esrei, starts with Avraham Avinu. Borach atosh, Hashem elekeinu, velekei avoseinu, elekei Avraham. Uboi daiko choismin. And we complete that bracha, we seal that bracha with Avraham Avinu. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham. Kama Hashem Rabbi Seinu Zala, as the Gemara says, Yochol Yu Chaismin Bekulan. I might have thought that just like in the beginning of the blessing, we mention all three, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. When we conclude the bracha, we should also say, Mogen Avraham, Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But we don't do that. Because Avraham Avinu was the first one to really introduce the derech of tefillah to the world, to publicize it, to broadcast it. V'alkein hu zocho limtzoi kedusha seretz Yisrael. And that's why Avram Avinu was the first one to be informed and enlightened about the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh says, tokil betikla, that Avram Avinu weighed things. He kept weighing things and trying to figure out and calculate how the world operates. Ad de izgalyale, until it was revealed to him, until Hashem revealed himself to him, and Hashem revealed to him the secret of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar hatfilah be'eretz Yisrael. Because the main place for tefillah is Eretz Yisrael. V'ho'ikar, and within Eretz Yisrael, the main place for tefillah is Birushalayim, u'beis hamikdosh, and in Yerushalayim it's in the Beis Hamikdosh. Sheshom kodesh hakodoshim. In the Beis Hamikdosh you have the Holy of Holies, shehu nekudas even shesia, which is the place of the special rock from which Hashem created the world, the even shesia, shehu nekudas mekoyim ho'olam. That is the epicenter of the world, of the earth. That even shesia, that's where it all originated from, it all started from. Kishom klulin kol hamekoymoi shel kol hoylam, because the Even Shesia is a composite of all locations in the world, all different climates and continents and everything in the world. Kimishom yoitzin sinoyrois lechol mekoymois shel kol medinois hoylam, because from the Even Shesia, from the Beis Hamikdash, go forth pipes that lead to all the different places of all the different countries and continents of the world. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, al pasuk, as our rabbis point out on the pasuk in the second chapter of Koheles, where Shlomo HaMelech says, "V'notati bohem eitz kol pri," I planted there by the Beis Hamikdash, I planted every different type of fruit tree. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Every tree requires a different climate. For some trees you need Florida, for some trees you need Alaska. How could he do? The Gemara says, no problem. All the different climates are wired. The main fuse box is the Beis Hamikdash, the Even Shesia. All the wires connect there. And therefore, over there, you have all the different climates being represented. V'alkein shom ikar aliyas hatfilah. And because that is the ultimate mokoim, that's the origin of mokoim, therefore that's the place from where which all prayers go up to heaven, via the Beis Hamikdash. Ki derech shom mekashrim kol hamekoimois lemala me'amokoim. Because via the Beis Hamikdash, via the Even Shesia, we connect all the different places in the world where Jews are found, where people are, we connect it to lemala me'amokoim. Ki kol mekoymoi so'olam nichlolim shom be'even shesia kodesh kadoshim menekuda achas. Because all different places in the world all join together there at the Even Shesia, the Holy of Holies, in one dot, in one place. Ad she'nichlolin al yidei zeh lemala mi'amokim, which is what enables them to be elevated and plug into Hashem above the concept of place. V'alkein nikra habeis hamikdosh b'shem mokoim. Now you'll understand why one of the nicknames of the Beis Hamikdosh in the Torah, the Beis Hamikdosh is called mokoim, place. K'mo shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'hoyo hamokoim asher yivchar Hashem, and it will be that place which Hashem chooses, and that's referring to the Beis Hamikdosh, which is called the Beis Habechira. And this is also why it says by Avram Avinu when he took Yitzchok Avinu to the Akedah, it says Vayar es hamokoim meirochoik. He saw the mokoim, the place. And then it says Vayavoyu el hamokoim. They arrived at the place. Kishom ikar hamokoim meemes. Because that is the ultimate place. Shemishom mekashrim hamokoim lemala mehamokoim, from which we attach all mokoim of this world to lemala mehamokoim, to the spiritual, to Hashem, to the kisei hakavod. Sheshom Iker Kvius Mokoim Kanal. And it's up there in Lamala Mea Mokoim, that's where there's permanence. That's where things become fixed permanently. Kila Hebech. Because on the other side of the spectrum, Mi She'enoi Mekasher Hamokoim Lamala Mea Mokoim, a person who does not attach their Mokoim, their place, to above the concept of Mokoim. How? Ayidei shepoigem betfila, by not praying, shehi bechinas emuna, and we know that tefila is synonymous with emuna, by not believing in Hashem, v'nichnas poi eze kfirus kas v'shon, and this person has some atheism enter into him, nemar boy, about such a person it says, ki kol shulchonois, Molu kitzoya beli mokoim, because all of their tables, it's referring to idol worshippers, people who don't believe in Hashem, it says all of their tables are full of excrement, beli mokoim, and they are no place. They have no place. Look at the wording in the Navi, in Yeshaya chapter 28. Ki ein nikra b'shem mokoim klal. Because those places, places of idol worship, places of denial of Hashem, they are not called a place. They are not mokoim. V'al kein, Hashem yisborach, nikra b'shem mokoim, b'divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal kam upon him. And this is why we find in many places in the Torah, Hashem is called mokoim. Why? Ki hu mekoimoi shel oilam. Because Hashem is the place of the world, Sheze Iker Hamokoim. That's the real Mokoim. This world, oh, I went to this place, I went to that place. All of those places are nonsense. Come back 100 years later, you read a person's diary, you know, who lived in a certain place 150 years ago, and he describes the stores and all the different things. Come back 100 years later, what's there? Nothing. The stores aren't there. This is not in most situations. So that's Mokoim? That's not mokoim. Gashmius mokoim is not mokoim. When a mokom gashmi is used for ruchnius, when it becomes a place for tefillah, when you're koivea mokoim for tefillah, for Torah, then you're plugging it into mekoimoi shel olam, then it's something permanent. Paragraph Ches. Now Rav Nosson Sal is going to go into a little bit of depth and detail regarding the Akedah. V'zeh b'chinas ho'akedah she'tzivu lo Hashem Yisborach l'haloi ses Yitzchok al gabi ha'mizbeach. With this we're going to be able to understand a little more deeply the Akedah whereby Hashem instructed Avram Avinu to take his son and put him up, lift him up, and put him on an altar for Hashem. V'achar kach omar loy, and then afterwards Hashem says to him, Al tas loy muma, don't do anything to him, don't touch him. Ki Yitzchok hu bechinas din kosher. Yitzchok Avinu, Kabbalistically, represents severe din. We know that in Kabbalah there's din kosher and there's din rofeh. There's harsh din, and there's lighter din. For example, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We're told that the first day is called din kasha, harsh din. And the way the tefillah is organized, the tefillah of Musaf, is related to this din kosher. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, if you'll check your machzor, you'll see that there are modifications in the order of the Shmon Esrei of Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, the second day Rosh Hashanah, because that's a different level of din. That's called din orafia, a lighter level of din. Yitzchok Avinu is referred to as din kosher. Bechinas gevurois Yitzchok, as is referred to in the Torah, the gevura of Yitzchok. Shemitoikev hadinim beyoiser, because of the fact that the din, the midas hadin of Yitzchok is so powerful, is so harsh, it is impossible to sweeten and soften the din of Yitzchak unless you can elevate it to that high, high place called Lamala Miyamokoim, above the concept of Mokoim. Bechinas Mekoimoy Sheloilam, to elevate it to the place of the world. Sheshom Hamokoim Shel Kol Echad V'Echad, which is the original place of everybody in the world. Veshom Donin Kol Echad V'Echad Lekavschus Lefi Mekoimoy. And there, they have the ability to judge everybody favorably based on their place, as we discussed in the previous year, that again, by knowing where a person's coming from, by knowing their place, sure, if anyone were in such a place, they wouldn't be able to succeed completely, they wouldn't be able to score 100 on the test. Of course, that explains why this person couldn't be so good, couldn't be perfect. So when you get up to that Mekoimoy Sheloilam, which is the Kisya Kovoid, which is the Mokoim of everybody, there they know how to judge everybody favorably because that is the place of everybody. Veshom donin kol echad v'echad l'kavschus lefi Mekoimoy. Bebchinas, as the Mishnah says, al toden es chaver echad shatagir l'mekoimoy kimevur heitev shom b'soif ha-tornal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very clearly there at the end of chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moharan, which this whole halacha is based on. V'al kein hoya behechrich lehalois es Yitzchok al ha-mizbeach behar ha-moiria. And therefore, it was critical, it was so important to elevate Yitzchok Avinu, to put him on the altar, on the Har HaMoria, which is the site of the Beis HaMikdosh, Sheshom Kodesh HaKodoshim, that's the site of the Holy of Holies, Sheshom Daiko Iker HaHiskashuvas V'Aliyah Lebechinas Lamala Mimokoyim. That's the place which is most suitable for a person to become attached and elevated to Lamala Mimokoyim, to above the concept of space. Bechinas Mekoimoy Sheloilam, the Mokom of the world. That's why, remember, the Gemara says that on holy days, the Jews would gather in the Beis HaMikdosh. Hundreds of thousands of Jews would gather in this little small building, and when it came, and they were standing there tight, squishing each other. When it came time to bow, everyone had room to bow. Everybody had. How is it possible? Lamala Mimokoyim. That's what the Beis HaMikdosh is. That's what real holiness is, real spirituality is, above the concept of Mokoyim. V'al kein, kishe'ola l'shom, and therefore when Yitzchok Avinu was lifted up and put, he was brought up to the mountain of the Beis HaMikdosh and to the site of the Beis HaMikdosh and to the site of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he was put on the altar, tekef nimtak hadin hakosh al yidei zeh. That immediately sweetened the harsh dinim of Yitzchak. V'al kein tekef omar loy, and that's why immediately Hashem said to Avram Avinu, al tishlach yotcha lana, don't touch him. V'al tas loymu, but don't do anything to him. Ki kvar nimtak hadin al yidei ho aliyo levad. Because whatever repairs had to be made to Yitzchak Avinu were completely accomplished just by taking him up the mountain and putting him up on that altar. That was it. That was all that was needed. Al yidei she'olo lebechinas mekoimoy sheloilam, by Yitzchak Avinu going up to that place that's called mekoimoy sheloilam, sheshom donin hakoel lekavschus. There everybody is judged favorably, which means again there's a sweet judgment there, not a harsh judgment. V'shom nimta kadin hagodol shel bechinas Yitzchok. That's where this major din, this major harshness and judgment that's represented by Yitzchok was sweetened and softened. V'ze sheheshiv la'avraham, and now we'll understand the response, how Hashem responded to Avram Avinu, shehoyo kosheloi hoinin hazeh moed. Avram Avinu was struggling with this tremendously. V'omar, and Avram Avinu said to Hashem, says in the Medrash, afarish sichosi lefanecha. Hashem, will you allow me to express myself to you? Etmol, yesterday, Omar Toli, you told me, take your son Yitzchak and bring him on the Akedah and offer him as a korban, v'chulu, etc., etc. And today, you're telling me, take him down, don't touch him. V'oz heishiv loi. And then Hashem answered Avram Avinu, and Hashem said, Lo yomarti lecho elo leha'alehu. If you go back and study my words, if you look in the Chumash, Hashem said, Kachno es bincho es yechidcho es yitzcho shavto, veha'alehu sham loyla. Lift him up. Pick him up as an ola for Hashem. I didn't say slit his throat. I didn't say take off his cloak. I just said ha'alehu. Asakte. You did lift him up. You took him up there. Thank you very much. Achte. Take him down. Cut him down. Hainu shekol kavanosi mitchilo hoyorak shetahaleu l'sham lahar hamoyria sheshom okim kodesh kadoshim. Hashem said, you're saying I didn't contradict myself at all. You just weren't paying close attention to my words. My words were precise. All I wanted you to do was to take him up there to the Har HaMoriah, to the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Sheshom Miskashim L'malam Yamokoyim, there a person becomes plugged in to L'malam Yamokoyim. V'alkein, and therefore, Asakte, you took him up, Achte, now take him down. We say it every Rosh Chodesh, Yale V'yavo. Ki tekef nimtak hadin shel Yitzchok, because immediately, the din, the harshness, the judgment of Yitzchak was sweetened al yedei bechinas mekoymoi shaloylam, through that high, incredible high-level place, the place of the world, shaydei ze donin hakoyl lekav schus kefi mekoymoi kanal, which, as we learn over there in Likutiman, by connecting to, by being lemala me'amokoyim, which is the mokoyim of, which was where all mekoymois plug in, that's how you have the ability to judge everybody lekaf schus. Sheze bechinas Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran ties this into the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. K'may shekosu shom ba'toyer anal, as you'll see over there. V'yalkein kol inyan Rosh Hashanah hu bebechinas hu akedah. And that's why the whole focus on Rosh Hashanah is all tied into the Akedah of Yitzchak Avinu. K'may shoyimrim, as we say in our prayer, Va'akedas Yitzchak lezaroi tizkor. And Hashem, please remember the Akedah of Yitzchak for all of his children, for all of his descendants. V'toiken b'shoifor shelayel. We blow a ram's horn, Shehu b'chinas Eloi shel Yitzchak, to remind Hashem of the ram which replaced Yitzchak. Ki ze ikur b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. Because this is the whole essence of Rosh Hashanah. This is what Rosh Hashanah is really all about. Lahamshich ha-hamtoko shel akedas Yitzchak. For us to be able to draw, we are going through, we have harsh judgments against us because of all the mistakes, all the things we did wrong all year. And we want to sweeten we want to bring about that same sweetening that was accomplished at the Akedah of Yitzchak Avinu. Shehoiso ha-hamtoko al yidei she'ola b'mkoyma beis hamikdosh b'chinas mekoyma sheloylam, which was accomplished, that sweetening was accomplished by Yitzchak Avinu going up to the site, the place of the beis hamikdosh, which is mekoyma sheloylam. Sheshom nimtokim hadinim hakoshim. That's where the harshest dinim can be sweetened. Shezehu kol inyan Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole concept of Rosh Hashanah. Sheikar hahamtoko al yidei sheoz Hashem yisborach yoyshev al kisei kevoidoi. If you look in the Gemara, if you look in the Medrash says, how does the atonement of Rosh Hashanah take place? That is all. Hashem sits on his throne, his holy throne, which is lemala miyamokoyim, veroye umistakel al mekoyimoy shel kol echad v'yechad. And there, on that level of lemala miyamokoyim, Hashem has the ability to see and understand and know every single person's place, where they're at. Vaydeze dones hakoyel akav schus. And that's what makes it possible and natural for Hashem to judge everybody favorably. Kimavur Shom Heitev Batoira, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very clearly over there in Likutei Moran, Ein Shom. Look over there. paragraph Tess. V'alkein hatfila ikar shleimus sadaika al yedei ashliach tzibur. And that's why when it comes to tefillah, what really completes the tefillah is when you're davening in a shul with a minyan and there's a chazan. The chazan who's leading the prayer. He's the one who's really making sure and assisting that the prayer should be a home run. Ki al yedei hashliach shel hatfila, shu hashliach tzibur, mesaknin umamtikin umalin kol hapigomim, hanimshochim al yedei bechinas hahanhoga al yedei shliach, shu bechinas malach, shemishom achizas hateva, shemishom nimshochim kol hakfirois, shemehem kol hapigomim kanal. This is a real long sentence. Rav Nosson Zal says, because through this messenger, through this Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, we're able to repair and sweeten and elevate all the mistakes, all the damage that came about as a result of Hashem running the world through a Shliach, through angels, and through Teva, which we learned earlier, that's what allows for Bechira. That's what allows for people to worship idols, to make mistakes, to commit sins and everything. Ki al yedei ha-shliach tzibur, because through this messenger, the chazan, the shliach tzibur, shal yodoi shleimus ha-tfila, which is what makes the tfila complete, when the tefillah is perfect, when the tefillah is bishleimus, it goes above teva. We eliminate teva. We bypass teva. Ki hatfila meshana hateva. Rabbein Ezal writes throughout Likud Imran that tefillah has the ability to overrule teva. Remember, we said Avraham Avinu was the first one to really introduce tefillah into the world officially. Avram Avinu was the one who Hashem showed him very clearly. You see in the stars, it says that you can't have children. You see al piteva, you cannot have children. Come here, buddy. And Hashem took him above the stars to show that you are above teva. With your tefillah, you go above teva. Tefillah is mishana the teva. Nimtza shehashliach tzibur mevatel hahanhog al yedei shliach. So therefore, the Shliach Tzibur, the one who's completing the prayer, he eliminates the concept of Shliach on a Gashmi level, the angels, the Shubchinas HaTeva. Alkein, Iker Shleimus HaTfila Al Yedei Shliach. That's why the main perfection of Tfila is through Shliach, Bechinas Ein Hadin Nimtak Elo B'Sharoshoi. Now, Rav Nosson Zal gives us the answer in these last few words. We have a rule in Kabbalah that whenever you want to sweeten a din, whenever you want to fix a problem, you got to get to the root of the problem. You got to go to the problem. The whole problem in this world that people are doing sins and people don't believe in Hashem, that whole problem is because of Shliach, is because of the fact that Hashem is not obvious. Hashem is not out in the open. He's hiding behind messengers. His messengers are the angels. His messengers are the sun and the moon and the plants from which we take medicines and the doctors. They're all messengers. And people see all of these messengers and they forget. They have the ability to forget or to deny that there's a sender, that there's a Hashem who's really behind all of it and who's really responsible and who really gets the credit for everything. The messengers are just lackeys, you know, that are doing the work of Hashem, you know, period. So because the whole problem is through Shliach, the tikkun is through Shliach. But the problem is through a Shliach of Gashmi, is through Shliach of Teva, where the Shliach is a concept of place, and you can't be in the same, you can't be in two places at the same time. That's why I have to send a messenger. But in Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur isn't doing that. He's not going from one place to another place. He's going from a place to above the concept of place, to the throne of Hashem, or to Hashem himself, which is Lamala Me'amokoim. And that's why that's the tikkun. That's the tikkun, that's what sweetens all the din, that's how we erase all the sins on Rosh Hashanah, through the tefillah, through the Shliach Tzibur, which makes the Shleibus HaTfila, through the Shofar, which reminds us of Akedas Yitzchak, which was an example of taking the din Din is tzimtzum. Din is tightness, place. And taking it to the place that's above place, taking it to the Beis Hamikdash, which is above the concept of space. Lamala min amokim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into more detail and clarity on this topic of Shliat Tzibur and a minyan, and especially the Shliat Tzibur on the high holidays, talk about that, and talk about going to the Tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, and the Shofar. Still going to have a lot more clarification on this whole topic. Mitzvah.